Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 80, How to Make Friends in Your 30s and 40s. Hi, I'm Sharique Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead designer and marketing strategist. And what we do is we help business owners convert to traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, with Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, Sharique. Hello, everyone. I'm Rashana Price, a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to give to the world around them, and I help my clients do that through coaching and speaking and my new book, Be a Giver of Awesomeness. You can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Cool. So we're talking about how to make friends in your 30s and 40s. So we know how to make friends, you know, when we're kids and you know, you're on the playground, but now we're talking about a different type of playground. So now we're all, you know, grown up, we're mothers, we're business owners, and it's not quite like networking, but it's more or less just trying to look for sisterhood and this walk that we're in, you know, and it's hard because most of us are in our own silos. Either we're working from home or we're working from a co-working space, and we're kind of isolated versus when we were kids, we were put into this classroom setting where you kind of really didn't have a choice, but you know, you make friends. So you have to be more intentional now as an adult to go out and really try to meet people and make connections. And so we think it's really important to do that, especially as business owners, entrepreneurs, what have you. And we, you know, who want to build that support system and that connection with other women who understand what our lives are like every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, exactly. So we're just talking about how, you know, we can make friends, you know, in our age groups of 30s and 40s, and how you can build that connection to where you're having that support, you're giving support, but you're also are, you know, supporting also getting that support that you need as well. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, right. Yeah. So I know you talked about, we both are very new to the cities that we're living in. And so this is very timely for both of us. So why don't you share like what you've done since you've moved to Charlotte, like some of the things that you've done to be very intentional in meeting new people?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing was just getting out of the house. So when you work for yourself, especially if you're listening and you are a solopreneur, or maybe you have some subcontractors, but primarily what you can do from your home or from your computer in some way, then you got to get out of the house. So especially like the first few months, and even now, I still like to have out days where I'm working at Starbucks or the local coffee shop in my area, or I'm going to a networking event. And then rather than going from the networking event home, I will actually stay out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I purchase something, sometimes I don't, because you have to be careful that you're not overspending while you're out. But it's right. Always good to get out of the house. And then while you're out, talk to people. Even if it's not your comfort zone, just introducing yourself to someone, trading a business card, asking them how they're doing, you'll be amazed at how quickly you can strike up a conversation with someone and find some similarities.
Actually, that's absolutely true. You know, you really have to kind of go out of your way and really out of your comfort zone to, you know, invite people out. Like for me, what's helped me moving to New Orleans has been just inviting, you know, different women out on coffee dates. And I was telling you about how I invited, actually I joined an organization, ABWA, which is the American Business Women's Association. And I sat down with the membership coordinator. I invited, you know, said, hey, I'd like to learn more about this organization. Can we go have coffee or lunch and talk about it? And we ended up sharing our faith and God. We ended up talking about, you know, different ministers that we like, different books and programs. And she actually has a minister that's coming, Beth Moore, is coming to town in January. And so, and she's helping to bring her into a church. So I'm actually going to be actually looking to go to that. But just from what we thought was going to be a regular business talk about the organization turned out to be us sharing our faith. and how we are preparing our children in this world with so much social media and so many pressures, and how, you know, we are praying over our kids and over our families. And so it really turned out to be a great lunch that went far beyond business, you know? And so, yeah, just something like just having a coffee. It doesn't have to be a lunch, but it's a coffee that you can really make some really seriously strong connections with other women who know your life and they know the craziness of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So side note, I love Beth Moore, and her study on Esther was amazing.
Yes.
So if you haven't done it, if you're listening, I would recommend it. But what I love about what you just talked about too, is like the infusing of faith into the conversation. So when you're getting to know people, what I've experienced is being really honest about who you are, even though it feels really vulnerable, is critical.
Yes.
So I work out with a group of women and we talk about faith. We talk about our kids. We pray for one another. We have a strong social media Facebook group, but we're constantly trying to understand where everyone is, or at least giving everyone an opportunity to share if they want to. And sometimes they don't share, but we pray anyway, because God knows. And it's always good to, when you're trying to make friends, is to be you. So then you don't really have to try to make friends. You'll be friendly. And by being friendly, people will want to get to know you and be around you.
Exactly. You know, the word says that, show yourself friendly. And that's what you really should do. Like you said, know who you are and know what your intentions are. And also, like you said, you have people who share a common interest. I know you work out, and you know, that's something that I've told you, I've been inspired by watching your videos online. So that's a, you know, that's an interest of yours that you guys all share. So looking at those things that you like to do, okay, let me find a group of women who like to do that as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's really the easiest thing, is looking at common interests. You know, you have meetups, you have different type of organizations. You can look within different publications in your city to see where, you know, women who are like you, or at least share some interest of yours, are meeting, and just join and become a serious part of that group. You know, take on, whether it's a leadership or even volunteer to, hey, maybe you want to host the next meeting or something like that. But really invite people in, because it would be nice if people can just knock on your door and say, hi, I'm your new best friend. But it doesn't work that way, right? We have to kind of go out and meet people and really show people that we're interested. And so when we're older women, you know, that's different than when we're children, because, you know, we've had some life experiences. We've had some things where we've been hurt before, maybe. But like you said, you have to be open and vulnerable to let someone in and give them an opportunity to be a friend.
Right. Absolutely. And the other thing I've learned, and a tip I'll say, is don't take it personal if, while you're building even acquaintances, strong acquaintances, if there are other people that are doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So for instance, like in my neighborhood, there are great women, people hang out. There's different groups of people that just hang out at different times. Sometimes I can't go to those things, or sometimes I have a little bit of a fear of FOMO, like I'm missing out with their posts on Facebook or all of that. But the truth is that people that are drawn to you are going to come or be a part of what you're doing, or when you can be a part of what they're doing, and the friendship will build over time. It does not have to be instantaneous. And the culture we live in nowadays tries to make us feel like we have to rush through things or rush into the next thing and rush into friendships and connection, and it happens over time. So give yourself permission to build friendships over time. It's okay.
Right. And that's a great point, because, you know, you really cannot dictate the other person. I mean, there's a whole other person in this scenario, so you can't dictate the speed in which they become adjusted to you. And if it's meant to be a friendship, then it will definitely be. Like you said, whether your schedule can permit you to come to every event or just a few events, if that person really wants to be your friend, they will be your friend regardless. And so hopefully we've shown you how you can make friends in your 30s and 40s as a businesswoman, as a wife, as a mother, as a Christian, how you can step out of that comfort zone. And, you know, I know it's hard leaving, you know, the cozy house and the slipper socks, all those things and yoga pants and to go out and meet people. But, you know, like something I do also is I work sometimes out of my house. Like I'm working out of the house today. So I'll go to a coffee shop. I'll go to the library. I'll go different places where people are. And, you know, you never know. You meet people. You know, I always, whenever I do have a coffee date, I say, let's try somewhere new, a different part of town that I've never been to. So they can tell me all about the place and why it's such a great place. And so you get to know a little bit more about them that way. And so try to just venture out and try to do something new, do something different. And you'll find that it will definitely help you get great results when you're looking to build a strong support system. All right. So anything else you want to add, Rashonda?
No. Yep. I'm in agreement. I'm over here shaking my head like, yep. Amen. So don't be afraid to try things. I think that's just the summary that I would have is try things, be vulnerable, and it's okay to start slow.
Absolutely. And so we definitely thank you for listening to us. Just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. And if you want to be the first to know when there's a new episode, just hit that subscribe button and you will get those episodes automatically to your phone, your iPad, or whatever device that you're using. We're on Apple, we're on Google Podcasts, we're on Stitcher. So we're on 10 different platforms. And so you can definitely catch us and reach us every week. I'm Sharique. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. My Facebook page is Digital Innovation Media Group. And I'm the only Sharique L. Richardson MBA on LinkedIn. Rashonda, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook as Giver of Awesomeness and on Twitter and LinkedIn as Rashonda Price.
Sounds good. We thank you all for joining us and we will definitely chat with you next time. How do you know, man?